I'm not sure what it looks like in your part of the world, but on this side of glory, there's a lot of snow on the ground with more on the way. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call. I grew up with snowy winters, so a little of the white stuff doesn't send me into a panic or to the store for milk, eggs, butter, or toilet paper. I love a good snow day. Sure, the stuff is inconvenient. Too many people don't know how to drive in it. It's cold, tends to mess up the sidewalks and driveways, and you will have to pack your patience when you travel. And yes, I've spent more time than I care to admit waiting in airports because of the snow. And yet, I love a good snow day. I make a big pot of chicken soup, maybe a batch of biscuits, enjoy the presence of family, take a very rare afternoon nap, finish a book, write some, clean out the closet, clear up the emails, talk to friends I never have time to talk to, and take inventory. Inventory taking is not just reserved for the beginning of the year, prior to a new opportunity, or in the middle of the storm, or just after one. Most businesses take inventory to see what goods or products or materials they have on hand. It helps them determine the need for new acquisitions, the size of the budget. Do they need to push forward or circle the wagons? When we take inventory, we do it in the presence of God and in the midst of prayer. Reflect upon where you are and where you should be. What successes and failures need to be reviewed, unexpected blessings, blips on the radar screen of your life, and bumps in your road. Even the icy patches where you slipped along the way. What are your strengths and weaknesses? And when you do, you'll see the hand of God working behind the scenes. Praise the Lord. Don't leave God out of the inventory. It would be a shame to take stock of blessings and possessions and forget the God who gave them. If the fire has gone out of your faith, the warmth gone from your compassion, and your zeal has gone to a cool simmer, it's a good time to ask the Lord to stir up the gifts within you. So whether you're in a snowstorm or it's sunny with the temperatures in the 70s today, look back in faith and then look forward with a new commitment to a God who tells us to abide in me and I will abide in you. Look forward with a new confidence, rededicating yourself to the kind of prayer and fellowship that will open your life for God to channel His limitless, boundless grace and love through you to the lives of those around you. Daily life in uncertain times can suck the life right out of you. Do a bit of inventory today. See what you have on hand and what you may need to acquire. But we must remain focused on Jesus Christ and His kingdom agenda. There's nothing in the Bible to tell us that Moses ever had a snow day or stood before a snow drift, but he did stand before a Red Sea with Pharaoh's army coming up from behind. God said to him, "Why are you lying on your face? Tell the people to go forward." And that's what God says to us today. Go forward in the strength that God gives and with His promises. That's what you do when you take inventory. You look back, see that God's grace, mercy, and love are still in stock, and then go forward with courage, commitment, and confidence. And maybe the snow will stop and the roads will clear, and the enemy that's coming up from behind, you will see no more. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.